As a business owner, it's important to keep your business connected. Spectrum Business is committed to keeping your business online whenever and wherever you need us, all backed by the Spectrum Commitment. Get fast, reliable internet starting at $40 per month when bundled, or level up your internet speed and get a 3-year price guarantee. Learn how Spectrum Business can help your business stay connected at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
My God, that's our pal, Bobby Blanco from the Bronx, Mass and Sports. Bobby, big series this week with the Cubbies coming to town. They're good. What does it all mean?
God, it's June. Let's go. I mean, Memorial Day's over. We're getting the heart of the baseball season. One of the best teams in the majors is coming into town for 3-game set. The Nats are on a heater as well. Let's see what this squad has. I think there's no shame if the Nats drop 2 of 3 here against the Cubs, because, like I said, they are one of the better teams in the majors. But, like, if they hang tough, maybe take 2 of 3, it would be incredible. But, like, you know, this is a good litmus test to see how far this young Nationals team has come. Like I said, like, we're in June now. You know, the cold weather is gone. We're going to get into summer real soon. So we're in the meat of this thing. Let's see how the Nationals stand. I'm looking forward to seeing how the energy is from the guys tonight and from the fans. Hopefully Nats Park is kind of rocking over this next couple of nights.
Yeah, it should be a lot of fun with maybe the best lineup in the NL in town. You just got a Dylan Cruz update from Davey Martinez minutes ago. What did he say?
Yeah, it's not good. I mean, it's nothing bad. It's just he hasn't been able to do much. He's still trying to work out the strength in his side. He hasn't been able to swing a bat. He's not doing any baseball activity. Was looking for him in the clubhouse before the game early this afternoon. He wasn't around. That doesn't say too much. Maybe he was getting treatment or anything, but we couldn't get a direct update from Dylan. But Davey said, yeah, he hasn't really been doing too much, still building up strength in his side. So it does seem like we're a ways away from seeing Dylan Cruz back up in this lineup, which means, you know, we're going to see a lot more Robert Hassel and Dalen Lyle, which is, you know, not necessarily a bad thing, but you still would like to see Dylan get back sooner rather than later.
What's been different with Josh Bell lately?
I think he's getting his swing back, obviously. Like, he just looks more like, you know, if you think back to 2021 when he was, or I guess early 2022, when he was swinging the bat really, really well for this club and got included in that Juan Soto trade, you know. The power's coming. I think the loft is just coming more naturally. Davey Martinez mentioned that they worked on a couple of things with him recently, trying to get him more upright in his stance, and that's allowed him to get the ball higher in the air on a more natural trajectory. So that's been working well for him a lot. And like I said, you know, Davey Martinez has been saying for a while, the weather's getting warmer. He always gets hot around this time of the year. Be patient with him. And the Nationals, to their credit, have been very patient with him, and they're starting to pay some dividends off of that patience. And hopefully Josh keeps it going because, you know, if he does produce like he has been in the past couple of days, this lineup is very completely different and can be a lot bigger threat, especially in the long ball range, and add more slugs. So that's been a good sign.
Bobby, C.J. Abrams for a couple of months was fantastic, maybe the best shortstop in the National League and on his way to an All-Star game. But he's doing the thing from last year again where he goes into one of these elongated ruts. Over his last 15 games, he's hitting 197. This isn't quite 2024 where he had the 2 months where he was like a bottom five player, but why is he so streaky, and what's going on right now?
Yeah, Davey mentioned that today. It was unlike, you know, every player kind of goes through this, and for CJ specifically, it's really trying to shrink that time frame where he does get streaky. Because like you said, last year, at the end of last year, like those 2 months of where he was not hitting the ball well. And Davey mentioned, you know, he's got to wait for his pitches. He can't swing at everything, draw his walks, and stay up the middle of the field and go the other way. When CJ is going the other way and up the middle of the field, that's how you know he's seeing the ball well and swinging a good bat, because his natural swing, he's easily going to pull the ball no matter what. But if he can't go the opposite way or stay up the middle, that's how you know he's maybe chasing a little too much and not being as patient as he should be up at the plate. So look for that over the next couple of days. See if he can draw some more walks. See if he can hit the ball the other way. And then hopefully CJ will kind of break out of this funk and this thing won't last as long as it has previously.
Bobby, thank you as always, buddy. Talk soon.
Yeah, boys. Thanks so much.
See you, brother.
That's Bobby Blanco's music, massinsports.com. And that there is your Beltway Blitz on Grant and Danny. We are taking you up to 6:15 because the Nats have pregame and then first pitch against the Cubs at 6:45.
As a business owner, it's important to keep your business connected. Spectrum Business is committed to keeping your business online whenever and wherever you need us, all backed by the Spectrum Commitment. Get fast, reliable internet starting at $40 per month when bundled, or level up your internet speed and get a 3-year price guarantee. Learn how Spectrum Business can help your business stay connected at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.